good? Well, first off, this really isn't an injury. This is just to help me drive my point across. No, let's pray. Lord, I just thank you for the grace and the strength that you give us. I thank you for loving us, even though we've done nothing to deserve it. Just please guide me tonight in what I say and let it honor you. And I pray that we believers are never again ashamed to tell the good news of that Jesus Christ is our Savior. Amen. Well, imagine if you've had a loved one that was diagnosed with a serious illness. An illness that, if not cured, would result in the loved one going through a tremendous long-term suffering. The suffering may not start right away, but it also could start at any time. There's no way to tell how quickly this will happen to your loved one. However, it turns out that there is one cure. But in some cases, it is difficult to get that loved one to take that and accept that antidote. What would you do to be willing to save them? Would you be willing to risk rejection, embarrassment, or persecution? Would you be willing to risk your own death? Well, I want to tell you that we all start off life with this disease, and it's called sin. Until we take that antidote that will save us, and the antidote is accepting by faith that Jesus Christ is our Savior and Lord, and that whoever believe in him are forgiven of their sins. Until we do that, we are risking dying and spending an eternity in hell. But once we take the antidote, Christ calls us to help spread the good news of the gospel to all the people who have not accepted the cure yet. And I want to stress that we need to have urgency to be bold and proclaim that to our loved ones how great this antidote is. We don't know how much time people around us have left to accept this wonderful gift from God. And we should not be ashamed of Christ and what he did for us, even though we don't deserve it at all. We should do everything we can do to spread the good news to those around us that we come in contact with. Well, that's the theme of what we're going to talk about tonight. You've heard it mentioned in the passage twice. Did you catch the word? Do not be ashamed of Christ. Spread the good news of the gospel. So what is it that keeps us from sharing the love of gospels with others? Let's look at these verses. First, let's look where was Paul at when he wrote this letter to his son of faith, Timothy? Paul was in prison, and he knew his days were numbered and coming to an end. And he was writing this letter to Timothy to encourage and strengthen him to carry on his work with Christ. Timothy was not as bold as Paul. He didn't like confrontation and was easily intimidated. But doesn't that sound a lot like some Christians today, including myself? Well, this letter is not only meant to help Timothy, but it's also there to help us be bolder in sharing the gospel. We are not to be ashamed of Christ, but gain strength through the Holy Spirit and proclaim Christ to the world. Well, this is not always easy, but let's look at four ways that we are sometimes ashamed of Christ and therefore fearful to proclaim the gospel. The first is we're afraid of rejection. I know there are many times in my life I did not want to speak out about Christ when I had the chance, but I was afraid of what people would think of me. This happened a lot when I was a teen. I grew up blessed in a Christian home. I knew Christ as my Savior at a very early age in my teens, yet I was very shy and timid about sharing that with other people. I wanted to fit in with the world, and I didn't want to be thought of as that religious kid. Well, if you're a teenager here tonight, I want to encourage you. And I got to say that I took 2 years off from going to the lock-in. And Luke talked me into going this year again. So, you know, I was there in reluctance, and then I was reminded that I was coming out of retirement, which made me feel old, and that was reminded to me several times by my own children that I was the oldest person there that night. But I want to tell you... the wisest. Doubtful, but okay. I want to tell you it was a huge encouragement to me because, as Luke mentioned, we had 240 kids there. Now, approximately 70 of them came from Heart Baptist, but that means about 160 came from this church. And if you look around, we don't have 160 teens in this church. So they had to invite a ton of people. And that's really an encouragement because that shows that our teens are sharing the good news with their friends and classmates at school. So I just want you, as parents, to encourage that with your teens, and just what a blessing that is. And you teens that were there, I see a few of you here tonight. The thing I want to encourage you now is, as you see those kids that were there, yes, you can ask them if they had fun, but you also need to follow up and see if they actually heard the good news and continue to spread that good news to them as you see them in future times. So what's the second reason that we are ashamed to speak out? A lot of times it's a lack of courage and fear that we don't have enough knowledge. Well, in verse 9, Paul reminds us that it's not our works that accomplish anything, but it's having Christ with us that accomplishes his purposes. He will be with us when we are bold in proclaiming the gospel. And I want to share an experience I've had recently. My company has been really blessed with a lot of work this year. And so much so that, especially this past spring, I had to get away from my desk and actually go out and, you know, lead crews again, which I haven't done in a while. And we had jobs in Muskegon going at SAF Holland. I had a project in Kadon and Johnson Technology. And we do industrial painting. I don't deal much with other contractors, especially electrical contractors. But we got to SAF, and I had to talk with Ron from Phase 2 Electric and just coordinate the project. And so we were there for a couple of weeks, and then I went on to Kadon, and sure enough, who do I have to coordinate with there but Ron from Phase 2? So we got to talking a little bit more, and I had learned that he was had been in a Christian band when he was a teen, but walked away from the church and was now in a hard rock band. And I'm ashamed to admit that I didn't pursue him any further at that point. Just, you know, talked with him. Well, then we finished up at Kadon and we went to Johnson Technology. And I do a lot of work at Johnson Technology and know a lot of guys there. But that particular day, it was just my son Josh with me. And we got to Johnson Technology, and we were walking around looking for my normal maintenance contact, but who would I see at his workbench but our own church member, Doug Taylor, was there. So I approached him, and as I approached him, I realized, who's he talking to? He's talking to Ron from Phase 2 Electric. And then as I got closer to him, I realized he wasn't talking about work, but Doug was sharing Christ, the love of Christ with this Ron. And that really encouraged me to join in the conversation. And just we stood there for 20 minutes, and I just realized that God had been preparing this the whole time. And his reason he walked away from the church was that he had been taught in school about evolution and the Big Bang Theory. And I happen to keep a copy of Answers in Genesis, Answers book, right in my truck with me, and was able to give that to him. And I just, it not only encouraged me that way, but just the fact that Doug Taylor was there as well, just showed how much God provides us the opportunity to share the gospel with other people. But so many times we fail him. And but I just was really encouraged by that. The third way we tend to be frightened to share is we're fearing persecution. So think about, where was Paul again when he was writing this letter to Timothy? He was being persecuted in prison. The thought of that could make us afraid and ashamed at any time. But let's just look back and what the fear of persecution did for Peter in Matthew 26, verses 69 through 75. We're not going to turn there, but we all know what happened. Peter denied knowing Christ three times. Unfortunately, the world seems to be turning more and more away from Christ. And I think the day is not far off that even in this country, speaking out on Christian beliefs will result in persecution. It's already happening in so many ways. Businesses are being sued over standing up for their beliefs of not wanting to bake a cake for the same-sex wedding. There's just so many ways we're starting to see that we're going to be persecuted for our beliefs, but we need to stand boldly for this. Even churches are changing the infallible word of God to reflect worldly values to gain acceptance by worldly people. We just need to continue to pray and be on guard against that here at this church. We need to remember 2 Timothy verse 12 and that so many other places in the Bible, God is there to protect us until the day has been entrusted to me. Well, the fourth way that we're afraid is, could standing up for Christ sometimes result in our own death? Yes, that's possible. In some places on this earth, missionaries risk losing their lives to share the gospel. However, if we've accepted Jesus Christ as our Savior, we don't have to fear death. We know we get to spend eternity with Him in heaven. If God calls you to serve Him in a dangerous area of the world, verse 14 assures us that by the Holy Spirit that dwells in us, God will protect us and be with us always to accomplish the mission He has planned for us. So how do we apply this daily to our lives? To live boldly and share the gospel, the good news of the gospel with people that we come in contact to. How do we overcome the fears that we've looked at? The first way is prayer. God loves it when we talk to Him. He actually wants us to continually pray to Him. We can pray for strength to be bold and not worry about what the world thinks of us. We can pray for people that we do share the good news with. Pray that they hear it and that come to love the Lord as we do. And we can also pray for fellow Christians. Pray that they will have the boldness to not be ashamed of Christ and share the good news with non-believers. The next thing we can do to overcome our fears is to study the Word. 2 Timothy verse 13, follow the pattern of the sound words that you've heard from me in the faith and love that are in Christ Jesus. To me, that is just an awesome verse. We have the patterns of sound words right here, and it's the Bible. God's infallible word can guide us, and it's all here. God's words are always right and sound, and if we follow them, we will glorify God. The more we know the Bible, the stronger our knowledge will be, and we will have the courage to proclaim the gospel. Finally, we've got to trust the Lord. God will not put you in a situation that you cannot handle. All things are possible through God. Even if you face persecution or death, God will be with you. So I want to encourage all of us here to boldly go out and proclaim God's love to the people that we come in contact with. We just don't know how much time any of us have here, and we don't know how much time any of the people that we have come in contact with. So isn't it more important to get over our fears and share this with them so that we can spend eternity with them in heaven versus a few short years here on earth? I really think it is. So let's pray. Lord, I am so sorry for the times that we Christians are ashamed of Christ. And I pray tonight that we leave here encouraged to boldly stand for Christ in the world that we live in. Let us do your will and follow the sound plan you have given us to help bring others to know you. I just pray for the upcoming Christmas party here for the community. I just pray that all of us that are going to be here to participate boldly proclaim Christ for you to all the people that come here. I pray that there's just a revival here in our community for the showing the love of for you. I pray this all in your name. Amen.
And if you could all stand, we're going to finish with Go Tell It on the Mountain today.